They're off and running. 10 days into the new Trump administration, the Trump presidency, something that virtually everyone thought they would never, ever say, President Trump. Wow. President Trump. A new cabinet, new secretaries, change of direction with respect to federal agencies, less government, oh, may it be so, more respect for the states, and a revitalization of American freedoms, especially the First Amendment freedom of speech. It will be so nice, my fellow Americans, so nice, not to watch every word we say for fear of hate speech, and to be able to stand for conservative and Christian values, won't it? I can't wait for that. How soon we forget, the American people does indeed. Most perhaps do not even remember Fast and Furious, remember Eric Holder? Or the IRS scandals, remember Lois Lerner? Whatever happened to her? Or Benghazi and Mrs. Clinton, or her foundation, or the emails, remember that? And by the way, that's not over yet. Under the Obama administration, we the people have developed short-term political memories. We sure have. We are caught up in the current, hopeful for the future, but far too often forgetting the past. America has lost the sense of accountability, especially in the political world. If you listen to the Crawford Stand on any regular basis, we intend to remind you over and again about the political promises of Donald John Trump, President Trump, and the Republican Party. We do so because we do not want you to forget. We want you, like us, to be proactive, aggressive, involved, and holding all 2016 elected politicians accountable, all of them, federal, state, and local. They promised us, now make it happen. Hold them accountable to their political promises, starting with Trump. And here are the top priorities of the Trump administration, and those priorities, they must be accomplished in the first 100 days. So many of these promises were made and made to happen in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. First, the new Supreme Court nominee. Trump must propose, and the Republican-dominated Congress must confirm, a strong, clear, conservative justice of the Supreme Court. That was Trump's promise. And we think that is priority number one. Trump proposed a final list of 21 potential nominees to the Supreme Court all the way back in September 2016. He promised to the American people the following, quote, this list is definitive, and I will choose only from it in picking future justices of the Supreme Court, end quote, Mr. Trump. The Trump candidates to sit on the Supreme Court largely come from state Supreme Courts, and that's good. And along with those who now sit on federal appeals courts, that could be good. And they come mostly from the heartland, that's really good. And not from the Ivy League, and that's really, really good. The mindset, the mentality is different, and there may be every good possibility that the next confirmed Supreme Court justice will be cast in the mold of former Justice Antonin Scalia. Oh, may it be so. And make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. Scalia was the best. And the national debt. Balance the budget. Balance it. Stop runaway spending, Mr. Trump. Our children and their children will have no future if we don't. The total American debt heads for $21 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, a staggering, suffocating sum. Balance the budget, Mr. Trump. Do it. And the size of government. Government is so swollen, especially at the federal level. Bureaucrats now run everything, everything. Newt Gingrich, a top Trump advisor, warns that, in Gingrich's words, if you don't fix this problem, the swollen federal government, the entrenched civil service and federal bureaucracy, nothing in government is going to work. Nothing's going to work. And boy, is that true. There are so many layers of people who can break things down and stop progress. So, Mr. Trump, reduce and eliminate federal employees. We the people don't need them, not so many of them, nor do the agencies they supposedly serve. They are the ones, by and large, who propose job-killing regulations. They seem to foster a certain kind of federal socialism, which, in effect, is anti-capitalism, strangling in so many ways our economy, preventing the creation of new jobs and strong economic growth, one regulation after another. Oh, please, Mr. Trump, reduce and eliminate the federal bureaucracy. We hold you to that political promise. Please do it. You can, in so many ways, by your executive order, by your new pen and your new phone, Mr. Trump, and term limits. Get the career politicians out of Washington, no matter their expertise or experience. Get them out. Send them home. Invigorate Washington with fresh blood. Enough is enough of Schumer and McConnell and Pelosi and even Ryan and so many others. Send them home where they belong after a decade of service and no more. Make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. And foreign relations, Mr. Trump, strengthen them. Defund the United Nations. Defund it. Get them out of New York if you can. It's a corrupt organization. Deal aggressively with China. Stand up to Russia and Putin. Deal with ISIS once and for all. Get our great country out of the Middle East. Enough is enough. And most importantly, reestablish respectful relationships with the great democratic nation and our serious friend, Israel. Protect the integrity of that great little country and move our embassy to Jerusalem, where it belongs. Do it, Mr. Trump. You promised. And illegal immigration, stop it. Stop it. Build the wall or its equivalent, no matter who pays for it. That doesn't really matter. Build the wall, one way or another. Reestablish the integrity of our borders. And, Mr. Trump, end sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are a disgrace. They're illegal. You promised to begin removing the more than 2 million criminal illegal immigrants and require the countries from which they came to take them back. Take the criminals back. You promised. And now make it happen, Mr. Trump. President Trump, make it happen. And tax reform and relief. Get on with it. Get on with tax reform. Ryan and company in the House are ready, so they say. Lower the rates, especially corporate rates, so that money, the capital, can once again flow freely, creating jobs and new wealth and opportunity for all, including those at the bottom of the economic scale. All Americans should feel a new sense of economic opportunity. So get on with it, President Trump. Use your pen and your phone and your influence. And American energy. It is there in gigantic quantities. Oil from fracking, and Alaska, and natural gas, and coal. Make American energy independent, as you promised. Revise, revamp, and revive a right-thinking EPA, allowing us, we the people, to do as a country what any other country would do. You promised, President Trump. Make it happen. And, Mr. Trump, repeal and replace Obamacare. After the Supreme Court nominee, Mr. Trump, the repeal and the possible replacement of Obamacare is perhaps your second largest priority. Change it. You can do it. You can replace it. So much is wrong with the expensive and ever-controlling act. It must be changed. It must be changed. And now, you're not going to walk away from coverage for the American people, are you, Mr. Trump? Not at all, like the liberal press says, but change it and get the private economies and market back to work. Our American medical world is the finest in the entire world, and it must once again feel the effect of real capitalism, the private market at work, creating real opportunities in the medical world, and especially for young doctors, and retaining experienced ones, and creating new opportunity for institutions like hospitals, and research and development, and a new way to provide medical access to all. Medical access to all. That can be an achievable goal. You promised, Mr. Trump, President Donald John Trump, now get it done. And get it done now, in the first 100 days. Oh, and our veterans, Mr. Trump, restore their dignity, please. revive their medical care and retirement in a real, qualitative, consistent way. Honor them as the Obama administration did not. We owe them, Mr. Trump. Pay the debt. And the IRS, clean it up. Clean up the IRS. It is still Obama corrupt. Get rid of Koskinen. Little more than an Obama lackey, like Loretta Lynch. We're going to get rid of her. America's very worst attorney general. Boy, was she ever. Let all Americans once again believe that the IRS can be fair, objective, without bias, especially to conservatives. So make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. And the Justice Department, clean it up. Not just Loretta Lynch, she's gone. The department has become political, even corrupt, inefficient, biased, and so very much disrespected. You picked an excellent nominee in Senator Jeff Sessions. Sessions will clean it up, bring a new fairness, and create a far more effective Justice Department as Attorney General. And make sure he gets confirmed, Mr. Trump, and support him. Support him completely. Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch have been Attorney General disasters in so many ways. So, once again, make justice, real justice, a top priority, President Trump. We hold you to it. And First Amendment freedoms. Provide protection for religious freedom, not only inside the four walls of a church or synagogue, but everywhere in everyday living. Restore the sense of confidence in freedom of speech. Get rid of anything politically correct. Ah, my soul. Anything politically correct is the worst. And, Mr. Trump, eliminate hate speech. What in the world is that? If you or I disagree, we have a right to say that no matter how it affects somebody else's feelings. That's nothing more than a liberal attempt to stifle conservative and Christian talk and speech. So get rid of it. And strengthen the military, Mr. Trump. Reprioritize it. Get the right leaders. Get rid of anything politically correct in our military. Restore the right to believe and express those beliefs. And, Mr. Trump, make the American military great again. Make it great again. And respect, Mr. Trump, respect federalism. Reestablish the great constitutional requirement for states' rights, for federalism. The states, all 50 of them, are an absolutely necessary check and balance in the constitutional scheme of things, especially with respect to the federal government. States' rights should be a top priority, Mr. Trump. Revive them, respect them, re-energize them, and the Constitution and the rule of law. That is major. Get it back where it belongs and respect it, unlike the Obama administration. Overall, and in most ways, Mr. Trump, this might be very well your first priority. The Constitution has been eviscerated under Obama. It has been often ignored, reinterpreted, even as the executive branch, the presidency under Obama, has just gotten out of hand. It's exercising unconstitutional powers, issuing executive orders improperly and illegally, virtually destroying the balance of powers between the presidency, the House and Senate, and the judiciary. So restore those constitutional balances, Mr. Trump. Restore them. And restore respect for our Constitution, and especially our Bill of Rights, and those precious 27 amendments. You promised, President Donald John Trump, you promised. And now, make those promises happen. We're watching, and so much more that you promised. Get it done, as much as you can in the first 100 days, but keep all the rest alive and get them done. Now is the time. Now comes a new energy. Now comes the sense of new cooperation. The willingness from right-thinking conservatives and Republicans to make things happen. These men and women will work with you, Mr. Trump. You persuaded us to elect you by your promises and by a very, very different form of dialogue and communication with the American people. Boy, you sure were different. We the people demand there be a commitment to action behind your political communications. You are fresh, different, nothing like what we are used to in Washington, D.C. Keep on with Twitter. Any way you can to avoid the biased media, and let us know what you think and what you intend to do. And once you talk, then get to work, Mr. Trump. Get to work and make things happen. Make America great again. Drain the swamp and hold people accountable. Be honest and transparent, unlike what went before you, and we will respect you and work with you. Mr. Trump, make your first 100 days the greatest, most productive 100 days in American political history.